Well, welcome back to the Coffee Talk Morning Show. Now, if you watched Saying Elsewhere, you, of course, remember Dr. Victor Ehrlich, played by Ed Begley Jr., who received 6 Emmy nominations for that. And very excited this morning to welcome Ed to our morning show. Good morning, Ed.
Thanks so much for having me on.
We are very excited over here in Idaho to get a chance to talk with you.
Thank you. I've been to your fair state. I've been to Sun Valley there, and Haley and Ketchum and some of those great places in that area. And had a great time. I really love your state, and it's a beautiful part of the world.
It's definitely a great area if you love the outdoors.
Definitely.
As I know you do. Now, You've done a lot of different genres, TV shows, movies, theater, I know. I've always imagined that working with comedians would be very challenging, cracking jokes, going off script. How was it working with Seth Rogen in Pineapple Express?
You know, he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. He has the wisdom to do the lines as written the first take, because the lines are very good. And then he mixes it up because he's a great improv actor, and then just does stuff that is whatever is happening in the moment, very real, authentic behavior and dialogue. So he does it all. He's a fine director. He directed this pilot I just did with Josh Hutcherson from Hunger Games. Josh is star of the show. And Glenn Headley and I play his parents. It's called Future Man. It'll be on Hulu, so I'm hoping that that gets picked up.
And currently you're on Better Call Saul and Blunt Talk with one of my favorites, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, I love Patrick Stewart. Isn't he great?
Oh, wonderful. I just imagine that he would be just a joy to sit and just talk with.
He is. And working with Bob Odenkirk and everybody on Better Call Saul. Vince Gilligan is one of the great talents of our time. So is Peter Gould, you know, producing partner and fellow writer. I never thought that lightning would strike twice and that it would do another great show of that caliber after Breaking Bad, but they did. Somehow they've done the impossible.
Right.
Done another great show in the vein of Breaking Bad, but it's not the same. It's different. It's really a whole different show that's extraordinary in its own way.
So exciting. Now, did you always want to be an actor?
From my earliest days, since I can remember. I think, though, if my dad had been a plumber, I'd be fitting pipe now. I just wanted to do what my dad did. And he was a great actor, and he was an Academy Award winner. I wanted to do what my dad did, and he was an actor, and so I went on the road with him to open plays on occasion. You know, I just would go on the set with him, and I was transfixed by the experience on stage or on set. And so I, from the early stage, I want to be an actor. I want to be a comedian. I wanted to be in show business, and I wish we had acted together, and wish he had seen me do more of the work I wound up doing, but I got to have him for a time, and I'm grateful for that.
Now, I know you've done some directing. NYPD Blue was one of them. Are you interested in doing more directing?
I would like to. I've had the wonderful predicament of being so busy right now, I can't throw my hat back in the ring again and say, hey, I want to direct another episode of your show. I just don't have time for it. When you do that, you got to really clear the decks and be available. It's not like an actor. You come in for a few days and work. You got to be there pre-production, casting, production, post-production. It's a real commitment, and I don't have the luxury of that time now. When I do, I would love to direct again.
Well, if you're just joining us, I've been talking with actor Ed Begley Jr., and when we come back, going to be talking with him a little bit more and find out about his experience on Fantasy Island and what it was about actor Hervé Villechaize, who played Tattoo, that really shocked Ed, right here on Y105.